Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Cracking crime in Cork. Safety wardens are going to be rolled out this coming summer. The Cork Business Association secured funding for the rollout of this actually just last year. There's going to be four different wardens. And I'd love to know, do people feel this is going to make a difference? How safe do you feel? Not just in Cork City, but in Dublin. I know they were talking about that on Packenny a little earlier. But in Limerick, in Cork, in Kilkenny, in Galway, in Sligo, in every other major city across the country. I was walking around Cork City actually just yesterday evening when we arrived, and I spoke to some of the locals, just people who were out and about yesterday evening, to see how safe they feel in Cork.
I'm on the outskirts of the city, about 5 miles. Yeah.
Do you feel safe, Willie, when you're here in the evening?
At this time now I would, but during the winter, at this time in the dark, I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't be comfortable. I never came in during the winter, quite honest, at this time, because there's so many drug addicts and people are spaced out, you just don't know. And even I've been talking to the guards, or I say, I hate to see you on your own, any guard on their own, because it's so unpredictable now.
Yeah.
It's unpredictable, that's the way really. You know, you never know. You never know.
So do you think there's a need for a greater guard of presence around the city?
Oh, sure there is, all over the country, you know. I mean, and they're not getting him, unfortunately. I think the guards have been treated very badly by the government. Nurses, guards, army, navy. The government are treating them like dirt, and they don't seem to look after them at all, you know, and they're essential services.
You know, at this time of the evening, we do find it safe, it's okay, but later on we wouldn't be out. You know,
we used to come up on the night after tea, but not anymore.
It's 7:15 now, and it's nice and bright.
So. Yes, yes.
But is it a feeling that you don't, you're not staying because you don't maybe feel safe, or is it?
Well, it's for younger people, put it that way. You know, there's not many places for our age group to go to. We have our meal out before we go. We may have a drink and we head home then.
And do you think there's a need for a greater guard of presence or security?
Oh, definitely.
Big time.
We really need more guards on the beat. You know, it would give reassurance to people that it's safe to walk here, because we have a beautiful city.
Yeah, just some of the locals I met yesterday evening out and about Cork City Centre. Dave O'Brien is on the line. Dave is the president of the Cork Business Association. Why do you need safety wardens, Dave?
Hi, Andrea. Well, we need them to make people feel safer in the city and to have a more of a community aspect to the city. You will have heard people talking there on the Vox Pop, and you know, they mentioned reassurance and the need to feel safer. And these wardens will definitely provide that, we feel.
How will they work?
They will. So we're looking to bring four wardens in. They'll be in pairs, and they will be going across Cork City during the day and evening, and basically helping people that need help. So that could be anything from, you know, homeless looking to see where they go and get food, or it could be, you know, that they see something that's kind of antisocial behaviour, and that they have a direct contact with the Gardaí to try and alert them, and then the Gardaí can move in to assist.
Yeah, so they're sort of the middleman, are they, really, rather than somebody who's going to be able to actually solve anything?
That'd be fair. And the type of people that are going to be doing this aren't going to be, you know, security guards. They're going to be more, I suppose, social and helpful to the businesses and to the residents around Cork City.
I was thinking this morning, I had it in my mind, Dave, when we were out and about yesterday evening, you know, and we were chatting to people, and I was thinking, who'd want the job?
Well, you know, it's a good question. Maybe you wouldn't. You wouldn't. But there are a lot of people. There are a lot of people who want to help people in the city. And there are a lot of people who feel that, you know, that the city can improve with these wardens in place, and so while it's a, you know, it's a pay job. It's still something that, you know, people feel there's a social element to it. They you know, the employees will be talking to the businesses around Cork City, will be talking to the residents, and hopefully they will become part of Cork City. And so I think to a certain cohort of people, it's definitely a job that people will want to do.
Yeah, and not to be ageist about it, but, you know, is there a sort of a... There's going to be four, isn't it? There's four safety wardens right. starting this summer. Like, is there... Who's the ideal candidate in your mind, Dave?
Possibly someone with experience working in some form of social jobs previously. You know, maybe if they worked with Tulsa, for instance, you know, our agencies like that, that are dealing with vulnerable people. We would see that those type of people being the ideal ideal person to help with this. Again, as I said, we don't see it as a kind of a security guard type role here, because these wardens will, you know, come into the community and will be helping with community initiatives as well as helping with, you know, with the vulnerable in the city. And helping with the businesses. So it's, you know, it's a very much a rounded role.
Well, it's no question about it. I mean, we're constantly talking about people feeling safe, and crime levels and the perception of safety. And sure, we were only listening to Barry White talking to Pat about it earlier this morning in Dublin. And that's why I wanted to get a sense of what it's like here in Cork. And this is an innovative idea. If nothing else, it's that. Stay with me, Dave. Michael Wall is on the line. Michael's the owner of the business Salvagem. Michael, what kind of experiences, good or bad, have you had?
Morning, Andrea, or good afternoon, Andrea. There's been a few incidents here in and around the shop. And again, it's not something that I'm alone in experiencing. We do see a little bit of aggressive begging and we do see a lot of antisocial behaviour up here. Again, this is part and parcel of the daily coming and goings and doing throwing on the street as a whole. It's a very positive street and a wonderful place to be. That said, there are issues here and there are increasing amounts of antisocial behaviour seen along the street and at my doorstep, which was the one that really caught me unawares the last time. It was very much in my face and very much threatening and quite scary.
Aggressive begging, is that what you mean?
No, there was an incident here outside the shop where there was a few threats, harmless threats from young children, I suppose, which was it carried on to quite a serious threat where I was approached by one person who threatened to stick me. Where on a discovery of a needle, a used hypodermic syringe in the planter pot that was being jostled around by them, it did cause concern, not just for antisocial behaviour, but certainly for kids as young as that on the street. You know, if it's brought to the playground or they're playing with their peers, you know, it's a very serious serious thing.
So the idea then of the safety warden's been rolled out this summer, is it a welcome move? Is it a step in the right direction?
I think 100% it's a welcome move. Will it be a thankless job? Possibly. I don't think any warden, traffic warden or other, certainly get thanks for it. I know certainly the Gardaí don't get thanked that often for doing their job. And I must say they do a wonderful job at the best of times. I'm delighted to see, I certainly welcome the CBA initiative. The CBA have been fantastic in Cork City as a whole. They're a wonderful progressive group, like great representation of its members and for businesses
something.
In general. Of course they are.
Because I talk to people,
Like Dave, I'm delighted to welcome Dave as president this year as well. Congratulations, Dave. It's lovely to see because there's momentum and there's progression. It's not an old, staid, forgotten about kind of board of directors. This changes every year, and with it comes change and active change and I suppose active addressing of issues. And yes, it will be very nice to see people walking around, talking to people, listening to concerns. You know, meeting and greeting almost, for want of a better description. Like I would welcome if a guard came to my door and asked me was I okay, or if somebody came up and asked me was I okay, have you any concerns, I could write them a list there and then. But to have somebody, I suppose, like the CBA too as well, we can send in our issues, and you know that it will be answered, and you know that it will be addressed. So,
well, you're
yes,
all
I do
singing off the same hymn, you know, sort of hymn sheet, I suppose, with regards to this. John is with us too, Michael. John Neville is the owner of Neville's Jewellers. Is it a positive step, John? Yeah.
It is a great step, I think. These guys sound like ambassadors of Cork City. I think that's exactly it's exactly what we need. I find the city centre, I must admit, is a fantastic place to do business. And this is just another great idea from the CBA and from City Council. So it's very progressive.
I have to say, my first observation yesterday, John, when we got the train down yesterday afternoon and just went for a walk around the city for an hour or two, it's very clean, actually. It's the first thing I remarked. It's really clean.
I think we have a fantastic city. If you think about it, you came out of the train onto a fantastic train station. I don't know how you got into the city. There's a nice walk in. It's after being all done up. You can walk from the train station to the city centre. Very pleasant walk into Patrick Street. Very pleasant environment after being done a couple of years ago by the architect Beth Galley years ago. Really fantastic streetscapes there. You've got McCurtain Street, looks fantastic. A lot of stores opening up on the main street. Oliver Plunkett Street looks fantastic. And things like on-street dining. I think it's brilliant. I must admit, I'm a card-carrying member of the Cork City fan club. Fantastic.
Most Cork people are, John, in my experience. Yeah, in my experience. So you think something like this, like the safety wardens, you think it will help? It's not going to crack crime, but there's a level of reassurance maybe there for people.
I think it sounds like they have an ambassadorial role. They're going to be directing traffic, but directing people, directing resources. I think it's a great initiative by the CBA, it shows real leadership. I think if you go to different places around the world and you see someone there in a T-shirt, saying, how can I help? It's exactly that. And it's another great idea. And I think it's really going to work out.
Yeah, Cork is grand to walk around in the summer, says this listener. It's the winter's the problem when the evenings are dark. That's when I think it's not really safe for a lot of people. Is the idea, Dave O'Brien, to use this as a pilot? I mean, will the warden stay on for the winter period?
So it's a 2-year pilot. So we certainly have funding for 2 years. And it's great that the Cork City Council have kind of supported this funding as well. So they've matched the funding that we've got from the Department of Justice. So this is a 2-year gig, and it's already in Dublin that you'll know of. So we're hopeful that we can extend it past this 2 years. So we really have to make an effort to make it work, and I think we will.
Padraig Harrington, who is the Cork City GRA representative, is with me on the line as well. Is it something the guards welcome?
Yeah, to a certain extent it is, but. I suppose it's great that there'll be kind of a ambassadorial role, and they'll be able to direct people to homeless services centres and stuff like that. But as regards, I suppose, stamping out criminality, realistically, like I describe it as having a guard dog that can't bark or bite you. They're going to have no powers. I know that one speaker there that said that they'll be able to they'll have a direct line. Contact line with the guards, but in reality they won't, because they'll have to ring the control centre in Anglesey Street, and calls are prioritised on somebody begging on the street. If there's an old woman being robbed, she gets priority over the person being begging on the street for obvious reasons. So in one aspect it is great, and it'll be great for tourists that come into the city, that they'll be able to go up to somebody. But realistically, what you need is guards on the street. And I suppose I've always said since I took up this role that Cork City, when you compare it to any Dublin division, is down at least 100 guards. And if you compare it to Dublin City Centre, to the likes of Pierce Street and that division, we're down over 200 guards. And I think it's an absolute disgrace that Cork City got 3 guards in the last a lot of people that came out of Templemore and Dublin got nearly 3 versus nearly 100 went to Dublin. I mean, there's 6 divisions in Dublin. Cork gets 3 guards and they get to divvy out about 100 between them.
So you've got 3 and you're down, what, about 100?
Well, the problem, Andrea, with Cork City is that we have to supply, over 80 guards to what we call regional and national units. So you have people in cybercrime units, you have people in armed support units, different regional units and national units, and they're all based out of Cork City. And Garda management in HRM in Dublin are counting them as a resource to Cork City. And they're telling the business people and the public in Cork that, you have 600 guards at your disposal, when in fact they actually don't. They have, as I say, at least 100 less than any division in Dublin, and 200 when it comes to, DMR South Central and North Central. And that's the reality of it.
So when I was talking to people yesterday evening, out and about in Cork City Centre, Padraig, and they were saying to me, there seems to be a lot less guards. Well, they're spot on. That's correct. There's a lot less guards by the sounds of the figures you've mentioned.
Well, 100% there's a lot less guards. And I presented reports to various different chief superintendents and assistant commissioners, and they acknowledge privately that what I'm saying is truth. Unfortunately, Dublin aren't recognising it. And Cork is not alone in that. Once you're outside of Dublin, Garda management and I think the government, to a certain extent, treat you as a second-class citizen. And we certainly haven't been getting a fair shake when it comes to allocation of resources in Cork City. And as a result, the response times and the response times to the public or business people in Cork isn't what it should be.
And that's why people, I suppose, are sort of annoyed and slightly antagonised about this. I can tell you on WhatsApp here today. Dave O'Brien, just maybe you might be able to answer some of our listeners' questions about this. Who's going to pay for the wardens? People wondered about the wages. What's going to happen if they happen to be assaulted? Who's going to compensate them? I don't know if there are questions you can answer, Dave.
The direct employer is going to be Cork City Council. And they are funding half the cost here in the Department of Justice. They're funding the other half of the cost. So they will be direct employees of the Cork City Council.
So the direct employees of the Cork City Council. They're called liaison officers in the UK, says this listener. They've no powers of arrest, but I think a uniformed visual deterrent is good. Well, they've cameras. Do they wear cameras or have uniforms, Dave?
They will have uniforms. As of now, they won't have cameras. We'll have to see how that plays out legally and whether they can have cameras or not, but they will have uniforms. And you'll know in Dublin that they have a particular uniform. So we will be trying to make sure that all cities that have these will have the same uniform and that they will stand out.
Yeah, Padraig, this might be a better question for you. This texter says, I don't understand these new wardens. The public already do this. The issue is actually getting through to the guards or trying to get a quick response. Ballincollig has had expensive renovations in the Garda station, yet it's closed to the public most of the time. You have to go to Tohar station. It's pathetic. They need to man the stations they have before investing in other warden positions, especially in the busy areas.
Yeah, and the superintendent for the community engagement south, which would be Tohar district there, recently announced that he has to amalgamate units. Douglas will only be open for 50% of the time, Ballincollig 50% of the time, Bishopstone and Carrigaline the same. Like, we're talking areas here like that are, between 40 and 60,000 people, and I feel sorry for the man because he's trying to do his job and he just doesn't have the resources to man these stations or to, provide cars. So, and he has to be cognizant of the health and safety of the members that are actually working. There's two units in one of those Garda stations have only one member on it each. One guard on a unit working for, a particular period of time during the day or night. So he has to, for health and safety reasons, amalgamate those units. But I'd also be concerned, I suppose, that these new community safety wardens, that they're training, that they be trained properly, and that, I see an increase in workload for the guards on the ground when they're introduced, because unless they're trained properly, they'll be notifying the guards of stuff that shouldn't really be Garda related, the young fella kicking the football against the wall or something like that, something that's not really a Garda matter. And I just see an increase in the workload for for the guards initially unless they're properly trained.
Do you know, maybe just a final point, Dave, who trains the wardens?
Yeah, so they'll get training from various different outlets, including the Gardaí. They'll get training from Tulsa. They get training from the HSE and various different bodies, various different partners that are involved in this. So they'll have first aid training as well. So the training will be initially they'll get the core training, and then over time, as they develop and work in the city, they'll get training where training is needed. So we are finding in Dublin that the training that they've received has been extensive, and that is important, and that's something that we have learned from the Dublin wardens.
The Dublin pilot. Dave O'Brien, who's the president of the Cork Business Association, Michael Wall there from Salvagem, John Neville from Neville's Jewellers, and Padraig Tarrington, who's the Cork City GRA representative. Thanks a million to you all for joining us here on the programme today. Fairly mixed response, actually, I should say, from listeners here on WhatsApp. Just on this, actually, listener says, you know, like, I think the name should describe what they're being hired to do, to make people feel safe. That's it. They'll have zero powers and sound like they're going to be there to help tourists get around. I think it's of zero value, says Paul. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.